Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And as everybody knows, this summer, the European Championships taking place in France. It is going to be a tournament that is viewed around the world, much like the Copa Centenario that will occur here in the United States. We have the privilege and the great opportunity now to talk to one of the assistant coaches for Northern Ireland, who in dramatic fashion qualified for the European Championships for the first time ever. He is Austin McPhee, and he joins us now. Austin, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Hi there. How are you?
We appreciate having you on. All right, so just take us into when you guys qualify for the European Championships, what it means to Northern Ireland and the people of Northern Ireland.
Well, as a Scot myself, I traveled around a lot before I started the job, but I'd never actually been to Northern Ireland. And I think fundamentally they've not had a lot of success in recent years. Obviously, it's the first time that we've qualified for the Euros in history. They've not been in a major tournament since 1986 at the World Cup in Mexico. So there's huge excitement and a lot of unity within the country.
Yeah, I mean, how has that reverberated with you and the players? And is the can you sense the excitement as we get closer to the summer and the European Championships? Do you get the sense that people in Northern Ireland are just sort of kind of like a good soup or brewing and getting ready to bubble over once it starts?
Yeah, I know that there was a huge demand for tickets, which the Federation have been trying to deal with. And we had we've only had one game since we qualified. We played Latvia at Windsor Park in Belfast, and we managed to win the game 1-0. And even then, the game was sold out. So normally that, you know, a small friendly like that, there wouldn't have been a big crowd, and we're playing another couple of friendlies before we go to France, and there's already been lots and lots of excitement in the country and with it, obviously within the staff and the players.
He is Austin McPhee joining us now. He's here in the United States. We'll get into that a little bit more here before we finish this interview, but historically a part of Northern Ireland's coaching staff that qualified for the European Championships for the first time ever. Talk to me about the manager, Michael O'Neill, and your relationship with him and what your role is in working with him.
Well, I actually met Michael at a game when I was one of the assistant coaches with St Mirren. We were both at the Aberdeen Celtic game, and one of the aspects of you know, the coaching that I do is the analysis of the opponent. I was watching Aberdeen because it was our next opponent, and he was watching Aberdeen because Niall McGinn was one of the players, and kind of discussed how I worked, and he thought that there might be an opportunity for me to come in. So I did some work almost as a trial with him, and then he offered me the job as one of his backroom staff, one of his assistants, and we all have different roles and responsibilities. And my first game was actually away in Uruguay, in Montevideo, before Uruguay left for the World Cup. That was a great experience before playing Chile. And then the European Championship started, the qualifying started, sorry.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Talk to me about the makeup of the squad now. A lot of them in the English Championship, is that correct? And then how many are actually playing in Northern Ireland's Football League?
Well, Northern Irish football is you know, not even really full-time football. So there's currently nobody in the squad that plays in Northern Ireland. I think we only have about 42 eligible players. And in a squad of 20, you know, if you're Northern Irish and you're playing professional football full-time, you've got a good chance of getting in the squad. We have, you know, a squad of 24. It ranges from, you know, the lower leagues in England. I think we have five players in the Premiership in England. Of the three lads at West Brom, Johnny Evans, Gareth McCauley, and Chris Brunn. And we have Cathcart, who plays centre-half for Watford, Stephen Davis at Southampton, and young Paddy McNair at Manchester United. So, you know, there's six players. Other ones have had Premiership experience, but the rest are either in Scotland or in the leagues in England. You know, there's Kyle Lafferty at Norwich as well, but Kyle's not had a lot of time on the pitch. So the squad was definitely, you know, probably the best way to put it is some of our parts are greater than the individuals maybe in it and the success mm-hmm. that we've had by winning the group.
Austin McPhee joining us, one of the assistant coaches with Northern Ireland. You mentioned the name Johnny Evans. How important is his experience translating over to the Northern Ireland national team?
Yeah, very important. You know, also, you know, Johnny's probably the best known player in our squad. He has great humility, but also leadership, which is, you know, a really, you know, integral part of the direction that the team moves in, along with Stephen Davis, the captain. And, you know, Johnny's got a lot of experience playing in big European games for Manchester United. And I think the younger players look up to him. And it's different for these players coming from their clubs into playing with Northern Ireland. And even with Paddy McNair, who's only 19, Paddy maybe has to adapt from the way that Louis van Gaal wants him to play to the way that, you know, Michael wants to play. And that's very, very different based on the skill set of the players that we've got and the opponents that we're playing against.
Did you guys, once you qualified, because it was so historic, I'm sure you probably heard from all kinds of people in Northern Ireland and ex-players and things like that. Like, for instance, did you maybe hear from a Norman Whiteside who, you know, represented Northern Ireland at a World Cup at one point?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of the players were involved in the media in the run-up to the games, and as we began to get success, the excitement was obviously growing. Jimmy Nicol, who is another one of the assistants, Jimmy was the captain in 1986 in Mexico, one of the most famous Northern Ireland players, having his experience of being at major championships, although, you know, it was obviously a lot of years ago. In the 86 in Mexico and 82 in Spain, has been really good for the group. And I think there's a good blend, both in the on the pitch with the players and off the pitch with the staff.
Talk to me a little bit, Austin, about the qualifying process, because you guys ended up on 21 points. You bested Romania by 1, Hungary on 16, Finland on 12, and then Faroe Islands and Greece on 6. How did you navigate this group? And at what point during this whole process did the reality really sink home that, my God, we have an amazing opportunity to do something here that's never been done?
Well, going into the group, you know, we hadn't won in Northern Ireland. You know, I think we won one game in 18, so the expectations were low. We were in pot 5. Greece had been in the last 16 of the World Cup. Romania and Hungary had just narrowly missed out in qualification. And Finland were third in their group, so it was a really difficult group. The Faroe Islands have improved a lot as well. And going into it, you were probably hoping that, you know, if you could get third place, it would be a great achievement. And after we won in Athens in the third game, when Kyle scored the second goal in the second half, funnily enough, it was Claudio Ranieri was the manager of Greece. And that took us to 9 points. And shortly after that, Claudio was fired by Greece and he's ended up top of the Premiership with Leicester. So
yeah,
maybe got something to thank Kyle for there. But I think when we had 9 points from 3 games, that was when everybody realised that we had a real chance, and we managed to maintain the form throughout the group.
And one thing you point directly to is how good of a defending team you are collectively, because during the qualifying phase, you guys only conceded, I believe, 8 goals in 10 games. You were conceding less than a goal a game. And is that sort of in reference to your comment about the sum of all the parts really being the story for Northern Ireland?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, everybody's accepted that we are better without the ball than with it. And when we do have it, we need to, you know, make sure that we use it efficiently and well. And we try and get through the lines of the pitch quickly and make sure that we're very difficult to score against. Teams don't have a lot of space, and we'll change a few things going into the finals, I'm sure, but the general principles behind our play will remain the same. I think there's a real honesty in the players that they know what they are, and you know, going into the game that ultimately qualified us with a 3-1 victory against Greece, Greece had 9 players who'd played in the Champions League the week before. We had none, but we still managed to win the game 3-1. But I think more importantly, we believed we could win the game because we really believed that everybody understood their role and could perform that, and you know, we'd end up with a good outcome.
He's Austin McPhee. He's one of the assistant coaches for Northern Ireland. They have qualified for the 2016 Euros that'll take place this summer in France. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do another segment with Austin McPhee, and we'll continue to talk what is one of the great stories in world football, Northern Ireland qualifying for the European Championships.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.